radical Democrat priorities in Biden's first 100 days. Packing courts, amnesty, reparations, federalizing elections, D.C. statehood, banning electoral college. By Wendell Hasebo on April 15, 2021. The Democrats have proposed, within President Joe Biden's first 100 days, radical initiatives contrary to Biden's back-to-normalcy campaign sold to the American people. Accordingly, the Democrats have introduced the following radical initiatives: packing the courts, amnesty, reparations, federalized elections, D.C. statehood, and banning the Electoral College. These radical ideas and proposals run counter to what Biden said during his announcement speech for president. The American people want their government to work, and I don't think that's too much for them to ask. I know some people in D.C. say it can't be done. But let me tell them something, and make sure they understand this. The country is sick of the division. They're sick of the fighting. They're sick of the childish behavior. Supreme Court packing. The Supreme Court packing initiative has not been attempted since 1937. But that changed April 15, when several congressmen introduced legislation to do so. Senator Ed Markey, DMA, said, "Our democracy is in jeopardy today because the Supreme Court standing is sorely damaged. The way we repair it is straightforward. We can undo the damage that the Republicans have done by restoring balance. And we do it by adding 4 seats to the court to create a 13-member Supreme Court. It's a nice number," Representative Jerry Nadler, DNY, added. Senator McConnell and Republicans packed the court over the last couple of years, as Senator Markey outlined. Yet when Joe Biden was asked about packing the court during his campaign, he would not articulate his direct position for fear of its shaky popularity. Instead, Biden said he would convene a commission to determine the merits of such a decision, which he has since done. Upon the news of a court packing bill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, said she stands with Biden's commission without entirely dismissing the pending legislation. According to the Congressional Research Service, while Congress has expanded the federal courts based on caseload in harmony with the Constitution, some contend that expanding the court with the intent to shape the court's composition and obtain more favorable case outcomes for the president may raise constitutional questions. Amnesty. The Biden administration released its wishlist amnesty and cheap labor bill January 29, while indicating it would cooperate to push through a series of smaller amnesty bills, Breitbart's Neil Monroe reported. "If we can reach an agreement soon, very soon, we will have the base bill reintroduced, and then that will be our starting point to build support as well as consider any additions," too, Senator Dick Durbin, DEIL, said to Newsweek. If Congress is able to put together a package with a path to citizenship for essential workers, dreamers, temporary protected status holders, and agricultural workers, that's something the White House would give a good look at, an undisclosed source said. Of course, the dilution of the American electorate, replaced with voters favoring the Democrat Party, is the ultimate goal. Reparations. The House Judiciary Committee approved a bill Wednesday that would designate a commission to study reparations for Black Americans over slavery. The bill would create a 15-member commission to study and develop reparation proposals for African Americans, which would recommend appropriate remedies, Breitbart's Joel B. Polak reported. The text of the bill argues that slavery resulted in systemic discrimination against Black Americans. But it is unclear who would pay reparations and to whom. Representative Burgess Owens, Republican Utah, one of 2 Black Republicans in the House, characterized the legislation as portraying Black communities as helpless while ignoring their successes, Washington Post reported. Federalizing elections. The House of Representatives passed H.R. 1 March 3. Dubbed the For the People Act, which will ultimately lead to the federalization of U.S. elections. A summary of the bill notes that it expands voter registration, for example, automatic and same-day registration, and voting access, for example, vote by mail and early voting, and imposes limits on removing voters from voter rolls, Breitbart's Hannah Blow reported. If this bill passes, it puts in all these terrible provisions, Hans von Spakovsky said to Breitbart News Daily. It's a federal micromanagement of the election process, and everything that folks on the left want to reduce the integrity and the security of the election process is in there. Fox News reported, the legislation would establish a 6-to-1 match for each grassroots contribution to a candidate up to $200. For example, a $200 donation to a House candidate would garner a $1,200 match in public funds for a total contribution of $1,400. D.C. statehood. The House Oversight Committee advanced Bill H.R. 51 Wednesday by a vote of 25-19 to create D.C. statehood, perhaps receiving a full House vote next week. Before the bill was passed in committee, Representative Annie Biggs, Arroz, said the ultimate contention seems to hinge on the 23rd Amendment, which guarantees the federal capital at least 3 electors in presidential elections. The representative's perspective is supported by legal scholars, who have denied D.C. statehood's feasibility without a constitutional amendment to the 23rd Amendment. The Office of Legal Counsel in 2007 stated it was unconstitutional. The Justice Department under former President Reagan and former President Carter said the transformation was unconstitutional, and so did Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, when he sat on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Nonetheless, the Democrats move forward. Electoral College. The Electoral College seems to be under attack as well. Thursday, a resolution was introduced to abolish the weighting system that maintains equality among the United States' vast and differing populations when voting in the presidential election. Many radical Democrats have long attempted to remove one of the most important institutions in the country. On the first day Democrats assumed control of the House of Representatives in January 2019, Representative Steve Cohen, DTN, proposed killing the Electoral College. In 2 presidential elections since 2000, including the most recent one in which Hillary Clinton won 2.8 million more votes than her opponent, the winner of the popular vote did not win the election because of the distorting effect of the outdated Electoral College, Cohen wrote. Perhaps Cohen was taking notes from former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. You won't be surprised to hear that I passionately believe it's time to abolish the Electoral College, the failed presidential candidate wrote in an op-ed in The Atlantic in 2018. Which she reiterated 2 years later, I believe we should abolish the Electoral College and select our president by the winner of the popular vote, same as every other office. But while it still exists, I was proud to cast my vote in New York for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, she tweeted.